everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. There's a quote from President Spencer W. Kimball, who was the 12th president of the church, and he's talking about those individuals who have made artistic contributions to society, such as artists and musicians, people that contribute so much to life. And this is what he says: real craftsmanship, regardless of the skill involved, reflects real caring, and real caring reflects our attitude about ourselves, about our fellow men, and about life. And this is from an article in the Ensign, July 1977, entitled The Gospel Vision of the Arts. One of those people in the 20th century who was a great example of that was the illustrator Norman Rockwell. I have a special guest with me in the studio today. I'd like to welcome Ms. Corey Kanzenberg, who is the curator of the National Scouting Museum. And Corey is with us here from Irving, Texas. She just arrived yesterday. Corey, thank you for being with us.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
We have a special exhibit that's coming to the Church History Museum. It's the Norman Rockwell exhibit. What's the story behind this exhibit, and why is it coming to the Church History Museum?
2013 marks the 100th anniversary of the partnership between the Boy Scouts of America and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So this exhibition is part of that year-long celebration.
How exciting. Can you tell us some of the fun things that are going to be featured in this exhibit?
Sure. Well, the exhibition is titled American Originals, Norman Rockwell and Scouting. So the focus is on the art of Norman Rockwell. We also included artworks by other scouting artists to kind of show that tradition of artistic legacy in the organization. There are 23 artworks by Rockwell himself, and they are all scouting themed.
And I've heard that these are originals, and they don't often come out of the museum, the National Scouting Museum. Is that correct?
Well, many of them haven't traveled in some time, so this is very special to have so many in one place at the same time.
That's exciting. We're just so excited that they're going to be here. Can't wait to send people over there to see them. So what's your background in Norman Rockwell art? They told me over the museum that you are an expert and that you knew everything there was to know about Norman Rockwell.
Well, that's very kind of them. My former employer was the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and I was there for about 5.5 years, where I got acquainted with all things Rockwell.
What is the connection between Norman Rockwell and scouting?
Norman Rockwell, you know, he was actually born in New York City in 1894, and that's where he ultimately wound up jumpstarting his career. He studied art for about 2 years at Manhattan institutions, including the Art Students League and the National Academy. And then in 1912, when he was 18 years old, he began to seek his first professional assignments as an illustrator. And so he found himself in the offices of the Boy Scouts of America, who had at that time just acquired Boys Life magazine. And so he was taken on as a staff artist. And several months later, he was actually promoted to the role of art editor, which wound up being his only salaried position of his very long career. He remained connected to the Boy Scouts of America throughout his life as kind of a debt of gratitude for getting his career started in the first place when he was illustrating for Boys Life.
Corey, I was looking on the National Scouting Museum's website, and there was a great quote from Norman Rockwell that says, "My experience on Boys Life helped me build some confidence in myself at a time when I needed courage, needed to believe in myself." I liked that quote because I think we all need experiences like that when we're starting out in a career, and not even in a career, but in anything we do, whether it's a sport or a musical talent, we need little confidence building experiences before the big ones hit so that we're a little more prepared. Are there some interesting things that you can tell us about him?
Well, sure. I mean, several years ago, there were all these billboards up throughout the country that were sponsored by the Foundation for a Better Life. They're not for profit. And the billboards read, "He saw the best in us," next to a famous painting by Norman Rockwell. And he really did. He really painted the idyllic picture of 20th century America. And in some ways, he was really documenting the American experience through his art. So I think that's what part of what makes Norman Rockwell unique was his ability to document the American experience during the 20th century and show us truly the best in ourselves. But he was an international illustrator as well. He didn't necessarily just illustrate topics having to do with America. He traveled abroad where he illustrated a series on the Peace Corps, for instance. He went to Israel. He traveled to Russia and participated in their equivalent of the World's Fair, where he was painting live before an audience. But he also traveled to Egypt. He painted a portrait of Nasser. And, you know, this is all really in the 1960s. After his time with the Saturday Evening Post, which concluded in 1963, he started to kind of broaden his subject matter to include these topical matters. He would have been certainly the most successful illustrator of the 20th century. You know, there were others, his contemporaries, who were certainly popular for other subjects that they were depicting, but I think it can be said that Norman Rockwell was the most successful illustrator of the 20th century. He's really left quite a legacy behind.
So I understand he was working for the Boy Scouts of America, and then he was hired away by another company because he was getting so famous. Is that right?
In essence, yes. Yeah. So Rockwell remained with Boy's Life magazine from 1912 through actually 1919, but his workflow kind of trailed off after 1916, and that would have been the year that he presented his work to the Saturday Evening Post, which is the magazine that most Americans are perhaps familiar with him from, and his cover illustrations for that publication. And so he discontinued his relationship with Boy's Life temporarily while he went off to seek other career opportunities. So that includes all of those advertisements that he would have completed for American companies like automobile companies and cereal companies and things that we've become familiar with. And then in 1925, he actually wound up coming back to the Boy Scouts of America, where he would illustrate their annual calendar illustrations every year. They were published by a company called Brown & Bigelow. They were in the business of calendar publishing. And partly because of Rockwell's efforts on the Boy Scout calendar, it became the best-selling calendar in America. These calendar illustrations are, by the way, the illustrations that will be featured in the Church History Museum exhibition. They're the scouting illustrations that Rockwell is best remembered for. And what they were used for was there would be a single image printed on top of the tear-off months of a year. And these calendars were sold by Brown & Bigelow to individual businesses like gas stations and restaurants who would have their business name printed on the calendar, and then they would give them out to their clients. So it was an effective marketing technique for the businesses that partnered with the Boy Scouts and Brown & Bigelow, because by aligning themselves with Norman Rockwell and the Boy Scouts of America, they were aligning themselves the values that Rockwell and the organization effused.
These were a big deal back then.
In these calendars, they would have been displayed in a person's home or a business, perhaps, for an entire year. So it was the whole year that they had to look at one of those Rockwell illustrations. In fact, in his autobiography, in one of the closing chapters, he discusses the process of making calendar illustrations as being very difficult because of that fact that somebody would have to look at it year-round, as opposed to an advertising illustration or a cover illustration for a magazine, which were so quick to the viewer. It was something they saw, and then after they were done reading the magazine or finished with their product, it would be discarded.
You don't think about that, drawing an illustration that would be applicable in June as well as in December. That would be hard to make it versatile enough.
Yes, that would be difficult, as well as adhering to the very strict editorial guidelines of the Boy Scouts of America. They wanted a representative from every part of the program shown in his illustration. So that would be a Cub Scout, a Boy Scout, an Explorer Scout.
It's kind of hard to make a picture that has all of those elements in it, I would think.
Yes, and of course, it has to adhere to safety guidelines and regulation camping equipment, and all the insignia on those uniforms had to be perfect. So it was a lot of work for Rockwell to complete these.
This really is a huge honor to have these here. I'm so excited to see them.
Oh, and we're so excited to bring them to a new audience here in Salt Lake City. I don't believe they've been on display in Salt Lake City before.
This is so fun. So the exhibit opens July 19th, and how long does it last?
Right. The exhibit runs July 19th to the end of the year, so December 31st.
So even if you're traveling to Salt Lake City for the summer, or you're traveling through here on your way to California or something, it's a great idea to stop in and see these paintings at the Church History Museum. They'll be featured all year long, and the museum is open 7 days a week.
Yes, and they even have late hours, and admission is free.
That is so great. It's a perfect activity for your family for the summer. Thank you again for coming. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
If you just joined us, this has been an interview with Corey Kanzenberg, who is the curator of the National Scouting Museum in Texas. Corey graciously agreed to come on the air to help announce the opening of the Norman Rockwell exhibit at the Church History Museum. This opens July 19th, tomorrow, and will run through December 31st. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. Especially if you're a Norman Rockwell fan, we'd love to hear your comments about today's episode. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day that we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Masterpiece, featuring Julie de Azevedo. Thanks again for being with us and have a great day.
Polishing until I shine, shine, shine.